Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We into the grip tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
That's right. That's what they say. They always say that. Ooh-wee, Rosebud. Man, let me tell you something. I got so much going for me right now that I'm in a happy place. Now, for me, happiness is always temporary. Because as happy or as much as I want to be happy, soon as I get happy, I fucking start thinking about what can take it from me. I don't know why I do that. Well, I do know why I do that. Because the more I think about what could take it from me, I'm going to keep it from happening. Otherwise, even when I just get it broad, I'm thinking the same way. What can keep me from getting baby? See, most dudes, when they get ready to get at a woman, he don't have no idea of what the hell he gonna say because he's so much in the hurt. And he don't realize that this is the main reason he's so damn scared. This fool is so into this woman, he can't even concentrate. See, a thinking man would change what's obvious. And if you don't have or understand how to have a conversation with a woman, you need to change that. You need to learn how. You need to know what it's about. Now, you know I got on my site, AskRosebud.com, all kind of tools, conversation tools, mentality tools. Don't buy them. Somebody will buy them that can use them. Shit, I sold 2 full sets of them. Today, not today, 1 yesterday and 1 today. Somebody will buy them motherfuckers. What I'm saying is, why would they do that? Why would they give me all that goddamn money? It's because they want to create their own conversations. And they want to be prepared to get at a motherfucking woman without searching for what to say. And obviously, they've been paying attention to my doggone shows, and they know that's what I offer. So I got to, through email, talking to this dude that wanted the mentality tools. And I said, man, you need to get, the confidence course before you start talking about all these tools. I don't want you to spend all, because he was going to spend $1,700. And he said, hold up, OG. I already got 2019 in the 2020 off campus. He said, I'm ready for them tools. Plus, if you remember, I already bought a bunch of them conversation tools. Okay, what am I saying? See, what I'm saying is evidently he got what the fuck I was talking about. And he got what I was talking about to the extent he was able to use it. So what I'm going to talk about today is an arsenal. although I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to tell you what it is, but it's way deeper than what it is in words. But what I'm saying is the reason I'm going to talk about an arsenal is because I really want to talk about conversation. And an arsenal is the ultimate conversation. First and foremost, do you motherfuckers know what a conversation is? Man. See, a conversation, for me, can be a weapon. 517, what's up? Oh, goddamn it, that's motherfucking Cameo. Okay, what's your fucking answer, Cameo?
The answer is, in your conversation, your arsenal is everything. Because
hold up. Don't start talking about the arsenal and telling them what the fuck the arsenal is. Because that ain't what I'm finna do.
Okay. Well, what I want to say was what I learned from you that you may not have been aware of is not letting a bitch get away with saying punk shit to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, I know. Yeah, I know what you mean. But hold up. Let me go a little further in what I'm trying to say. Because when you can speak to a woman without having to think of what to say, that's because you have something the average dude don't have. And I wonder if any one of you motherfuckers know what that is. It ain't confidence. I know you ain't going to try to guess because y'all too scary. So let me just say. 731. Now, this got to be somebody from my school, too. I don't know who it is. Who is it? I mean, 731. Click. I knew you had to be from my goddamn school, but what's the answer?
I'm going to say experience, because with the experience, he knows he has situations that he already has handled or didn't handle at that time, so now he's brought in this position, he knows how to handle that conversation and what you present.
So what I'm saying is, let's say I'm an instructor, which I am, and I'm motherfucking I'm listening to your answer or for an answer, and I hear yours. How can I say that shit wrong? You know why? Because you didn't just answer and shut the fuck up. You answered and explained what you were saying, showed how it could be right. And I know 20 men can see the same thing and have 20 versions. So I respect game, man. As long as you know how to completely talk, you can win with me, bro. But no, that's not my answer. You know what you got? Click, and you gonna say, damn, you know what you got that I already told you about that hardly any motherfucker got is an arsenal. You are totally prepared to say whatever the fuck you finna say to this bitch. And ask anybody that fuck with me, I don't tell you what to say. No, you got to be mean to say what I say. I train motherfuckers to believe in themselves. You just got to know what I'm doing. And then you learn how to do it, and you use what you know. Because if you do that, you ain't going to never run out of conversation because you ain't trying to say what you think I would say. See, this is a thinking man's game. This is, as a matter of fact, I have so many conversations that I don't even use them anymore because my words are automatic. What I use is the system. I've used the particular arsenals so many times that they're all mumbled in my head. They're all like mixed together. But they don't confuse me because all I do is choose words that's floating around in my head to represent what I'm saying. I just have so many different ways to say it. If I fucking say it today, And then say it 3 hours from now, it's going to be totally different. Yeah, my point going to get across the same because I know what I want to say. But how I said the words I use is strictly coming from right now out of my head because I got just words going through my motherfucking head. And I know I'm not thinking crazy. If I'm looking at this bitch and I'm, you know, talking to her, ain't no way I'm thinking about driving a motherfucking diesel truck. Unless I'm talking about running that bitch over, but I ain't talking about that. I'm saying I ain't gonna be talking about building no house. I ain't gonna be thinking about building no fucking house while I'm looking at this bitch. I'm gonna be thinking about what to say to her. So my point is that when you get like that, you don't need any particular words. You need a particular system. And you need to always operate under that system. And as long as you do, shit, you can say the fuck you want to say. As long as you know how to say it, as long as you know what words to put emphasis on, as long as, baby, following your conversation. So just check my tools out. They fucking priceless when it comes to getting a template on how to kick it with women. So let's get into the conversation aspect. When you spy a woman you want to get at, even though you've had women in the past, according to me, I'm not going to say you should do this. I'm just saying, according to me, you should act like it's the first bitch you ever talked to. Now, it's going to be difficult after you didn't talk to like 36,000 of them motherfuckers. It's going to be difficult to play it off, but what you do is go through the motions because that's going to have your mind staying in track with what you're doing. So what I'm saying is, I'm going to be paying close attention to her every move, and I'm going to be doing that so that I can kind of get a feeling, make myself feel edgy, so that I can, in the back of my mind, I could be thinking about pouncing on this motherfucking bitch. See, beta men, you know, when they hunting, they're going to ignore all the signals that he receives. Because he ain't fully in the mentality of hunting. He just doing what he know alpha motherfuckers do. But what he's not seeing is what's being done. He's only seeing the outward motions. Oh, he's stalking that bitch because he's looking at her. Oh, yeah, now he's going to go hit her. And then they listen to some shit I'm saying, put two and two together, and come up with 48. And don't even care that they got the wrong number. 2 and 2 is 48. Shit. So, well, I'm saying real motherfuckers are focused when they out and they on the motherfucking prowl. You can be joking around with your buddy. You can be talking to the bartender, flirting with the waitress, whatever the fuck you doing, but at the same time, your eyes is peeled for your motherfucking action. I don't care what whoever I'm talking to is saying. When I see baby, hey, man, I'm gone. Because I really ain't trying to sit here and talk to these motherfuckers. Why? Because I'm on my ABPs all the motherfucking time. I'm always playing. Otherwise, in that particular instance, I'm using these fucking niggas that I'm talking to as props, so I can show off why I'm talking so some motherfucking bitch can see me. And when she do, she's going to be so intrigued that I'm going to notice she's looking. So what I'm saying is, just in case you didn't know it, this broad don't become prey until I start talking to her. Click, is that you with something else?
Yeah, that's me, Click. Yeah, what you were saying, especially what I learned at SWU, is you're saying being on the prowl. Sometimes you can plan a prowl for like a Friday night or something, but it's that 24/7 prowl. Sometimes you're just doing your daily activities, and you're standing on your daily activities and what you got going on, and you see somebody flash in front of your face, then you got to be in that mode. So,
listen. What I'm saying is, you're right, but you're saying it wrong. It's got to be natural. It's got to be like a lion. The only way a lion ain't going to capture something that he can capture is if he just finished eating. Because if he ate 20 minutes ago, if this motherfucker is small enough, he going to slap it down just to slap it down so he can eat it, because it's natural. Otherwise, even if he ain't thinking about eating, when he sees something, his natural instinct is to feed whatever his urge is. And if he got any room in his stomach, he know he might not eat for some days. So he's been to eat whoever the fuck is in front of him. But what I'm saying is, my point is, you don't want to have to get into the hunting mode. You're a hunter. Right now, you ain't hunting. You just, kicking it, but you're a hunter. Let a rabbit run in front of your motherfucking ass and see what happens. Instinct, bam! That's how we got to be. That's why I say we in the jungle. You know what I'm saying, Click?
Yeah, I got you exactly.
So the point is, when you really make this shit make sense to you, you will see ABPs mean you're always making something show you what to do so you can do it right now. If it's go to sleep, I gotta you ain't gonna believe this, but I get in my bed, I want to go to sleep, I gotta say to myself, I'm gonna feel the top of my head, and then I just talk about the top of my head to myself. Then I go down to my forehead. And as I'm doing that, I'm telling myself to relax that part of my body. Then I go down to my eyes, go down to my nose, go down to my mouth, all the way down to my toes. Because if I don't do that shit, my body don't relax. And I used to have to plan to do it. And it'd have to be a certain silence or whatever for me to do it. Now I've done it so much, I just get into bed and do it. I'm just saying, y'all, this got to become natural. As much as you need to learn and watch, not and learn to watch and listen to women, you got to learn how to mold your conversation to entice her. And you got to be basing what you're saying on words that she's using. I'm not talking about conversation. I'm talking about how you use it, and I'm saying, I ain't telling you what to say. But when I say listen to women, I don't mean let them motherfuckers lead the conversation. But when she responds to something you say, you have to really listen to her so you can read her. Now, I'm not going to tell you what you're doing. But I know them motherfuckers that fuck with me know what they doing. When the motherfucking broads say something, you take a couple of words, that she said, and you put it in something that you're saying. And that makes it a little personal. But all the time, you're just talking to the bitch. And don't you motherfuckers come on here and say what you doing as you talk to her. I'm just saying, if I was talking to a broad and she used that word brown or something like that, I might say, baby, them damn brown eyes of yours are invite me into your world and I want in. I might say something like that. But what am I doing? hell? Oh, I can't tell you what the fuck I'm doing. Damn. Only motherfuckers that fuck with me at SWU can read between the lines and understand what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm finna ask you, goddamn Cameo, right now, because you've been in the motherfucking group. I mean, SWU. So I'm finna ask you right now. You know we went over the shit I'm talking about right now, huh? In school, in class. Don't tell nobody what it is. I'm just saying you know we went over it, right?
Yep.
So, let me bring you on here too, Click. So I'm going to ask both of y'all something and just freely answer it. What I'm going to ask you is this. You both know for a fact that I fucking talked about this shit in class. But I'm going to ask you this. I bet you 20 to 1, both of y'all got hella shit clarified by what I just said. Yes or no, or explain it? Come on.
Oh, of course, because you letting the woman know that you're listening, first of all. You letting her know that you're listening to her.
Stop. You fucking wrong already, because what are you talking about, a bitch? You didn't hear me ask you shit about no bitch. What about you, Click?
No, that was Click. Go ahead, Cameo.
Cameo, what about you?
Well, when the bitch talk, that's going to let you know what to say and how to come at her. You know what I'm saying? That's
you niggas need to come back to you, motherfuckers. Because that's not what I'm talking about. What did I actually ask you? Click, what did I ask you?
When she said brown, and you said, I can see myself getting in the brown eyes of yours. So that letting her know you listening, but you getting at her, but you letting her you're relating to her. You know what I'm saying? Like you showing you can relate to her in a way where you have some conversation to keep it flowing, and she can see that you're listening. And if you're not at that point, you got to lead it with something else. You know what I'm saying? Now you're putting in your
intention. I'm accept what you're saying because that's true. But see, when you say some shit like that, not only are you influencing her, you're making her very comfortable. And you got to understand what's making her comfortable. You know that shit I be talking about as far as boxers go? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Do you know it, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
So that's what I'm really talking about right now. You doing that. When you use that word brown and you however you want to use it, you making sure that what that objective is as far as when we boxing, that is, you know what I'm saying, is becoming right. So hey, you guys.
Yeah, because
what, man?
Yeah, because anything, not just brown, anything she say. You know what I'm saying? You take what she say and flip it and
Cameo, you get too excited and you start giving up shit. I ain't with that, man. You can't be excited like that. You do that when you fucking with bitches. You can't give away shit. You got to know what you're doing because you think ahead. See, you talking and then you think. No, that ain't cool, man. Let's get that shit together. So what I'm saying is, you right as far as what you were saying, Cameo, because it don't, the actual line you use, the actual line she used, none of that shit is important. What's important is the fact that you use the words that she used. And that's just a point in your favor, in her mind. Why? I'm not going to explain it unless you come to Sidewalk University. Because why is what's up. The point I'm making is you need to know what's going on in the conversation. And that's where your arsenal comes in. Now, when I get as far as what I just mentioned, I fully know what to do. Because I've gone through some steps. The bitch that went through them with me don't even know it. But she into me now. Is she into what I'm saying? Which is all I want. Because all I want the bitch to do is talk to me. I don't give a fuck where you're from, what your background is. If you talk to me, I'm going to catch your motherfucking ass. Because I ain't just talking. I'm putting my work in. Whenever I get at a bitch. And I know what I'm going to say. Like my course say, I got so many conversations which you should develop. Of course, it's going to take time. You can't develop them all tonight. And you shouldn't be scared to use them. The conversation that I use is going to literally be off the top of my head for that moment. This bitch, 50 women before her could have rejected me. But I'm going to be acting like this is the first woman I spoke to tonight. And I'm going to use all my methods. And this is for all of you to know. Don't ever allow how many women you spoke to, you know, before her to bother you. Because the only thing that's important is that they all got to be in the me for me to even want to talk to them. So if I ain't talking to them, I don't want to. Because they ain't even into me. I can see it. Once you do start to talk, as a well-schooled man, you want to take the lead in the conversation. And you add a little humor whenever it's possible. It's not, I don't want you to be a comedian. I'm just saying, whenever it's possible, add a little humor. And if you're leading, and you can tell she wants to lead, and you let her, you're about to be led on a wild goose chase. And you're going to get played for something she needs done. Anytime a woman try to play, especially try to play you, she'll tell you something about herself that requires you to volunteer your help. And no matter what that is, don't volunteer. Don't even sympathize with her dilemma. Deny it in a joking way, but be stern if she keeps trying to, you know, go, you know, come with it. She say, dang, it's going to be hard paying my rent this month. And she talking to you. And you say something like, damn, I knew I shouldn't have wore this shit tonight. This shit make me look like a sucker, huh? And then I'm going to crack up. Baby going to crack up too. Until she realize what I just did. Hey, click. What I just do.
So you let her know, like, hey, what I got as far as jewelry, money, my presentation, that ain't shit. Like, me, what I got in my mind, who I am, and what's coming out of my mouth, that's the real deal. Why are you playing with me like that?
But check it out, man. See, that's right, too, but you just said too many words. When I did that shit, I closed the door on that motherfucking bitch trying to sneakily ask me about her rent. Because when I said, I knew I shouldn't have wore this shit make me look like a sucker, huh? Otherwise, she looking at how I'm dressed, and she said, thinking she could ask that. You must think I'm a sucker, bitch. That's reverse psychology, bro. I'm saying you got to make that motherfucker call her own self in names. You just draw a picture. Right here is where I'm checking, baby. And she ain't going to feel as if I smashed her.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
Because a lot of people listening who don't have the course or don't have who didn't go to SWU, they're gonna think the broad is gonna say those exact words, but the broad gonna say something totally different.
Hold
but
up,
you're gonna
man.
Exactly
click
what you said.
Click. Don't be giving up too much, man.
You're right. You're right.
Man, you paid for this shit. My motherfucking point is the important motherfucking thing is the bitch gonna get the message without me telling her shit. I ain't gonna have to tell her about asking me for shit because of the way I dropped that bomb on her. This is what I mean when I be saying you gotta be sharp to catch a woman. At this point, she gonna be wide open for me to say something that's gonna interest her. So I'm gonna say something about this weekend. And I'm going to act like it's a request. And the reason I'm going to make it sound like an offer is because I want her to want to go. But before she can even accept it, I'm going to mention Betty's name or Barbara's name that's going with me. Now, why do I do this? This lets her know I ain't no sucker for no goddamn pussy, bitch. I'm letting you know. If you want to get out, hurt, I'll pull over right here, but it's kind of far from your house. Because what I'm saying is, I ain't fitting the trip. You got to let a woman know that you ain't no sucker. You a desirable man, and you ain't afraid to let her know you dealing with multiple women. You let them know. Now, she can get mad. Well, shit, if you got that girl, I don't. Well, okay, baby. I mean, I'll be to make sure I'm kind of far away from wherever she want to go back to when I say something like that. But it don't matter. I'll take the bitch back quiet as a motherfucker. Because what I'm saying is, when you let her see that, they'll see you ain't no sucker for no goddamn pussy. And they still going to try to get you to be their go-mad. But from that point on, you can really, really, you know, be not hard or cruel, but you can be real. Most women gonna tell you something that makes them seem to be a little insecure. But that's only so you can offer a compliment or two. And this is how they get you to stoop down. So they can put their foot on your back and gently press your body to the floor. So they can wipe your feet, their feet, on your motherfucking back. See, what I'm saying is, let's say she trying to see where you at and liking her. And she says something like, you probably don't even like me. Don't respond to that shit. And if she continues, you know, just tell her that, look, I don't need to hear that kind of stuff because I am not responsible for your doubts. Doing that goddamn shit is going to let her know you ain't one of them weaklings that she used to dealing with. See, what I'm saying is you don't have to say shit. But what you say can say hella shit to the bitch that you ain't even opening your mouth and saying. You just got to know what you are saying and how to say it. So let me just ask y'all a question right here. Can we agree that I know shit you don't? Can we also agree that I got a perspective that you want to acquire? What I'm saying is the perspective I have and can give you is how I caught so many goddamn women in my life. Because of what I think, the way I see shit. It ain't no precise way to go about what we doing. Because we talking about women. We talking about women in general. And there's differences. But you think of it like being a doctor. Initially, somebody come in You got to run tests on this patient and, you know, see what these symptoms are that he has. And you figure it out after a while. But then let's say 6 months down the line, you've just seen this several times. Now you could recognize it when they come in, and you can actually diagnose it. So what I'm saying is, even if it was precise ways to deal with women, things just wouldn't always happen by the goddamn book. That's why you don't need no precise definitions. Everything we're going to do, or everything we're going to talk about, is going to be filtered through whatever you have personally experienced. That's why when you said experience is clear earlier, you are right. But see, when you learn something, in order to fully make use of it, you can't pigeonhole yourself with the need of definitions. And if you really want to get the most out of my damn podcast, you know, you got to leave definitions out of it, because most definitions ain't going to apply to the way we use the word. What's really something to me is how you got a lot of people who know nothing about you tell you how to live. I do make suggestions, strong suggestions, but it's always up to you to accept them or not. You can say that what I'm doing, you can say that's what I'm doing, but you'd be wrong. People get in touch with me and ask my opinion on something that they're about to do or have done, and if you follow me, you will see and hear. I don't tell callers what to do, because it's counterproductive to what I'm trying to achieve. I'm trying to make these motherfuckers be independent and confident. Why would I shoot myself in the foot by telling you what to do? See, you guys are so into that Google. You want somebody to tell you what to do. You don't want to learn what to do unless somebody forces it on you, like I do with a lot of these guys that come to Sidewalk University. I give you information to help you confidently decide which thing to do. And if I went around telling people what to do, I would need to be paid a lot more money. I believe you know much more about your life than I do. At any rate, what I'm saying is, I firmly believe that telling you how or what to do is not building confidence in any motherfucker that I do that with. And if I'm seriously about helping you find your confidence, find your way in the dating game, find your way in the corporate world, one of the first things I got to do is get you to understand you dealing with you, not no bitch. I ain't a big fan of dating sites, but each to his own as far as that goes. But do you really think people put their real information up? I mean, you motherfuckers let people make you think it's more convenient for you to sit at home and look at pictures and read about a person as opposed to actually meeting them. Now, I know it's worked a hell of a lot. Worked out well for many people. But just as many people meet people in person. The difference, in person, you learn how to see who you're talking with, and you ain't got to go on no wild goose chases. Online, you looking to see what you read is in that goddamn person. It's a big difference in seeing the person for who they really are than looking to find descriptions you read about that person. To put it bluntly, one way you learn to come out of that shell, and the other way you stay in the shell. And if you're lucky, you might win. And if you win, you ain't going to be able to duplicate what it took to win, because you was lucky. If you catch the woman or not coming out of the shell, most of you go, you know, that you in, as far as that go, most of you, for most of you, is just well worth it. whatever hardship you got to go through. I wonder, is it only me, or do you think it's just ridiculous to believe you can meet people online and suddenly know how to conduct yourself in person? Whatever made you miss the women in person is still with you. Unless you're going to tell me that meeting online eliminates you having to be able to handle yourself around women. The only way you're going to overcome the obstacle meeting and catching women presents is to get out and meet a bunch of women. In my course, it tells you how to rid yourself of that insecurity that you feel when you're thinking about approaching a woman. And I really hope there's some young men out there, because, God damn it, we're kicking some real insightful shit right now. There's a couple of phrases that I want you to look into. You're going to hear me state from time to time that as men, we have to stand on what we believe. Now, this means under no circumstances are we to adjust, change, or even doubt what we decide when it comes to how to proceed with a woman or any situation. And standing on it means everything you do, the way you live, the way you feel, the way you talk, the way you think, the way you act, the way you pay your bills, is all due to how you feel about the choices you made in your life. If you live in any of this, you have a real chance to get real and learn. People like me have chosen a lifestyle, and we live it as long as we live, because most of us wouldn't have it any other way. And you're going to learn to do it with a flair that attracts women and makes beta men jealous. Now, another thing you're going to hear me say is we need to see through muddy water and spot dry land. This means when you out and you had a woman, you can't get in a frame of mind that's going to distract you when she puts up defense. This means nothing can surprise you, and you look for problems, potential problems, and any kind of bitch shit. That's why nothing can surprise you, because you're looking for this. In your world, you can see in a phone call the problems are about to occur, and you're going to have a way to handle it before it even happens. I've done it many, 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 many times. When you can see through muddy water and spot dry land, you'll never again be complacent. You'll become a thinking machine because you see you could handle shit. You should never allow yourself to be persuaded to stop thinking. You got to understand that before you become anything. You really need to understand that you have to start thinking like what you're trying to become. And unless you do the things that the person you're trying to become does, you'll never feel like this person. In my book, there are a lot of situations that can help you do and become who you want to be, as long as you definitely know who that is or what that is. Personally, I don't want to speak to people who don't really want to invest in themselves. Now, you guys can ask questions, now, goddammit. You know the phone number, if you're listening, is 845-277-9263. Call in, punch one, ask your question. Now, do you know what's involved when you say you're going to stand on your word? I want you to think about what it really means when you say you stand on your word. Because you have to identify what mental gymnastics you go through when you give a person your word. You have to think about the integrity that you put on standing on your word. It should be the same effort or integrity that you put on standing on the principles of being a man. If you're honest, without a doubt, you can tell if you can stand on the principles of a man. If you want to be serious in any profession, I don't care what it is, you got to look and act like the players of that profession. See, you guys today, you want to reinvent the wheel for everything. You want to be taken seriously, but you won't even do the things a real man would do. That's why these bras be just so disrespectful of you. I told you I was messing with this young bra. I told her, that's what you got to talk to. You can't be coming over here. Because that bitch said, I said something to her. She asked me why I was going to wear a rubber. I mean, bitch, you be out there. I ain't trying to, you know. And the bitch say, oh, no, I don't be, you know, fucking like that. What the fuck you talking about? She say, I ain't got no hoes. I mean, I ain't got that many hoes. And I say, oh, I thought she was dissing me. I say, oh, because you know I had hoes, not you had hoes, huh? She said, she said, no, I'm talking about dudes. I said, oh, hold up. You saying you call dudes hoes? Otherwise, when you say you ain't got no hoes, that mean ain't no 2-3 niggas fucking you? Yeah, that's what that means. I had to tell. I don't play that shit. Bitch, if you gonna be doing shit like that, you can't be coming over here. Yeah, what?
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm out here in this little generation. That's what's going on right now. What you just saying with the hoes word is relating to me or well, males now, males.
Yeah, but that's only because y'all let broad say that shit. Bitch, if you want to fuck with me, you can't say that kind of goddamn shit. Get your motherfucking ass out of here. Dang, OG, why you go off like that? I ain't one of these young 21st century allow a bitch to say anything, nigga. Okay. Yeah, all right, bitch. Shit. The dudes today will go out and look for a woman 18 weekends in a row and repeat the same thing they've done for the past 18 weekends. And the cool part about it, they expect different outcomes. How can you catch a woman using techniques that failed you in the past? You're going to have in the back of your head that what you're doing is going to end in failure. Why? Because you're repeating what failed. And why should you want to even carry that much doubt around? You got to change your actions from the actions of a loser to the actions of a winner. I have never seen a professional bowler who won't wear those ugly-ass bowling shoes when he or she is bowling. They wear them because that's part of the uniform of a bowler. You can't come in there and tell me, oh, man, you know, I'm a new wave, you know. I can't wear the bowling shoes you talking about. Well, motherfucker, you can't bowl. That's how that shit go. And the reason this is important is in order to say you can stand on it and really mean it, you're going to have to constantly challenge your principles. And you're going to have to test your boundaries. If you want to develop real beliefs, you got to be willing to test them. If you do not think as a man does, how can you say you stand on the principles of a man? Everything is easy. Everything in the world is easy until you break it down and get into the real meanings of what the shit is. There's two kinds of males out there. And they are those who are needy and those who are needier. Some of you probably don't think you need to be involved with a course on confidence because you may feel you don't lack in that area. For those that's listening to my shows, I mean, if you think like that, it may be true. Now, I ain't gonna say you don't know enough. That's why you can actually listen to my shit, my radio show, this kind of shit, and find your way. That's why I do both. I supply the course and I do the shows because they work hand in hand. I know them motherfuckers listening to this show as far as that went to SWU got hella clarification. And if y'all noticed, I did not. Yo, what's up?
Yeah. What you were saying was this show and this clarification about what SW offers. You know, instead of spending a weekend or a night out, you know, getting an Uber and buying some drinks and some bottles and something to eat, $250, $300, invest in yourself. Just stay home for the weekend. You know, get the course, get the SW for the $300, $500, $700, whatever it offers. I'm telling you, he's going to take you a long way because you'll no longer be spending that $300 on a weekend just to think you're having fun or whatever.
Check in, you guys. And you hearing this from a motherfucker that actually paid full price. Now, come on, man. I'm saying, man, he hearing what I'm doing on the pandemic tip. But what I'm saying is it don't matter because he don't give a fuck what he paid. He don't. He's just a happy man, a happy camper. That's what we all want. So what I'm saying is, I'm gonna end the show because you might want to check out them tools that I got available for you, which can truly develop your conversation and your mentality. Then there's those of you who are a little bit more needy. For you, I got the full course. All of it's totally up to you to investigate or not. So, if a man knows what is necessary for him to improve, it doesn't necessarily mean he has the tools to make the improvement. This is the main reason a man in that case should have dependable people or avenues to take besides the knowledge that he's lacking in this area. If this is an alpha male, he's going to search out what's missing, and in the process, he's going to develop the means to execute his findings. This is what we do at SWU, how we survive in this crazy world with all these mixed up people trying to tell you what to do. Mixed up people sending mixed signals. We survive and thrive because we have invested enough time and money to know ourselves. That's what we got on any of you. I'm out.